Now, you see, the Christian life, friends, is really more than just birth. It's a growth. It's a development. We are to grow, and to me, the key of this entire epistle is the last verse of the epistle. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. Now, this is the reason that in my ministry for 40 years, I always made the statement that I am not an obstetrician. I'm a pediatrician. Now, an obstetrician brings the little baby into the world. Well, those of you who listen to this program know that we've already shared hundreds of letters of people who've been converted through listening to the Word of God. But actually, I began this radio ministry to teach the Word of God to help believers to grow up. That is, to take the little baby Christians and enable them to grow. And I said that I'm not an obstetrician of bringing to birth, but I'm a pediatrician. I'm to burp the little babies. I am to give them milk and then try to give them a porterhouse steak every now and then. But that is the area that Peter's dwelling in. And my friend, you will not be able in these days of apostasy to live for God unless you have a knowledge of the Word of God. Now, I'm going to talk a great deal about that as we get down into the epistle. But I consider this the theme, and I get at the theme through the basis of the words which Peter uses here as contrasted to his first epistle. Now, he does give us certain characteristic words that he used. One is precious. That great big rugged fisherman talked about things that are precious. That's a woman's word. And we find it again in this epistle. And we also find the word faith, and it occurs twice here in the first chapter. But again, let me come back to it. The characteristic word is knowledge. It occurs 16 times with cognate words that go with it, of course. The epitome of the epistle is expressed in that injunction that is in the final verse. This man, Simon Peter, went off the air saying this, grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, this is really what Gnosticism was all about. That group attempted to say they had some little esoteric knowledge that no one else had. That's always been characteristic of these secret orders. You know, you learn something, you get on the inside and find out something you couldn't find out any other way. Well, Peter's going to say, as Paul has said, that real knowledge is to know Jesus Christ. And that is the thing that is important. Now, let me say a word here about the divisions of this little epistle. And I have it divided up more than I did the first epistle of Peter. Why? Because there are tremendous subjects here. In fact, I've cut this epistle up like a railroad restaurant pie. Now, let's look at the outline. You have in the first 14 verses of the first chapter, addition of Christian graces gives us assurance. From verses 15 to 21 in the first chapter, the authority of the Scriptures attested by fulfilled prophecy. Then in chapter 2, apostasy brought in by false teachers. Then in the first 4 verses of the 3rd chapter, attitude toward the return of the Lord, a test of apostates. And then the 5th division is the agenda of God for the world. And that's where you have 3 worlds in one. That's chapter 3, verse 5 through 13. And then verses 14 through 18, admonition to believers.